So at this time, let us sit prayerfully and attentively. Amen. And give God the praise and the glory. Amen. As Deacon Howard Gavin shall come now, and even more than that, he shall bring the message from the mystery. That vital truth God revealed to the Apostle Paul. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And now these gracious words shall come. Amen. Hallelujah. From our dear servant. Praise. Let us receive him.
Praise.
And even more, let us receive the message. Very hearty. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Cutler. And more than any thanks, thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Righteous, everlasting, faithful, loving, gracious, eternal God, our Father. Lord, we just thank you for your presence right now. We thank you, Lord God, that we stand always in your righteous presence. Lord God, we thank you for your help and enablement, Lord, which we implore right now. Lord God, for the speaking and enlightening of your truth through this, your servant, Lord, and to your people. Speak, Lord, to those whom you love previously. Have your way, Lord, in your word, through your word. Enlighten my mind, we pray. In Jesus' righteous name. Amen. Amen. I don't know if it's because of the conference. It certainly started with the conference, but my soul, I pray that God's truth will come forth. Amen. As it is being a blessing, as Jeremiah said, like fire shut up in my bones, like fire in my spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Realizing my inability, but trusting God's ability. Turn with me in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. And we're going to, as always, end the entitlement of the truth that we have been conveying, and from the document that the Holy Spirit gave unto Pastor Cutler to write and convey. God's sovereignty in election to salvation. God's sovereignty in election, in choice, or choosing to salvation. The word sovereignty means supreme or absolute right or authority. Absolute power, absolute right. God's absolute right in choosing. Election or electing, it's the act or the instance of choosing. It's choice. Simple as that. God chose some, not all. And he chose some, amen, unto salvation. Salvation for us in the grace dispensation is our eternal relation or sonship positioning to God in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Our sonship positioning, where we actually abide.
Amen.
Irregardless of time and creation, what goes down in time, what goes down in God's creation as he has foreordained, nothing changes our having been son positioned before creation, before time, mm-hmm, by and of God in the body of Christ. Right. Hallelujah. It also means it has benefits, our salvation. First of all, we're safe.
Mm-hmm.
We're safe and secure from every and anything in creation. If it is, we are safe and secure from it. Means deliverance from sin and its consequences. We're safe. regardless of the problems we go through day in and day out because of the sinful Adamic nature in our flesh, we are still safe. We are having been delivered. It means preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. Bottom line, if we are saved, and we are safe. We are safe. Amen. Praise Jesus. Elder, before I get into an excerpt from the document, God's Sovereignty and Election to Salvation, we're going to look at, amen, evidence where God has informed us through the mystery writings that our resurrected, glorified Lord Jesus Christ delivered unto the Apostle Paul for the Grace Church. These are our directives, our covenant, our truth for direction. All of the Bible is true, all of it, according to God's word. But it must be rightly divided. All of the Bible is not for us in the grace dispensation for direction. Hallelujah. Those epistles entitled The Mystery True, hidden from ages. God has spoken to his elect throughout the ages. But this truth, the mystery, contained in those 14 epistles given to the Apostle Paul to write to the Grace Church, was hidden from the ages and from the elect of other dispensations because it was not for them as a directive. God did not tell Adam anything about building a boat. It was not for him. God did not tell Noah anything about coming up into a mountain to receive commandments. It was not for him. Praise Jesus. And God did not tell Abraham, you may eat of every tree but one, because that truth was not unto and for Abraham. It was for Adam and Eve in the garden. Ella, we're going to survey our truth,
thank God,
our gospel, the mystery, again, that which was hidden from ages and from generations until the Lord revealed it unto the Apostle Paul for the Grace Church, which is Christ's body. No other of God's elect, they're having eternal life as we, none other, are assigned the title, and more than that, amen, the standing, the position of members of the body of Christ, but we the elect in the grace age, made up of male and female, Jews, Gentiles, and all ethnicities, but we lose that distinction according to Galatians 3:28. All of that is in physicality, but our eternal actual abode in the body of Christ, amen, far exceeds the assignments of ethnicity and gender.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Ella, let's begin reading at verse 1. Of Ephesians, and we're going to read on down to verse 7.
Amen.
Verse 1 and 2 from the King James Version, and we'll go to the interlinear Greek text for verses 3 through 7.
Ephesians chapter 1, end of the first verses 1 through 7, verses 1 through 2 in the King James.
King James.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ,
by the will of God.
Have mercy. To the saints which are at Ephesus.
To the saints which are at Ephesus, and what?
And to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
And to the faithful in Christ, the only place that we are having been faithful and it's according to our head. We are members of his body. He is our head, and that is our actual eternal position in the body of Christ. We the church in the age and dispensation of grace. Amen. We are members of Christ's body.
Yes.
All the other elect of God in from the different dispensations and ages and covenants, they are relegated to the eternal earth. We will be here because Christ will rule and reign over all creation, and we are in him. But we are not predicated solely unto the eternal earth. All creation is ours. All of it. Everything that is ours.
Right. Amen.
Heirs of God. And joint heirs of that which belong to Christ. And all is in him. And we are his body. And all is ours as well. We are him. We are his body. He's the head. We are the body. Inseparable. Read on, Ella.
Verse 2. Grace be to you.
Out the gate. Grace to you.
Mm-hmm. And peace from God our Father.
And peace. And we see where it come from.
And the Lord Jesus Christ.
Peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Our peace is from God.
Amen.
Not from the governments and the governmental institutions of the world. They do what they have been preassigned to do. And God has not preassigned our peace unto them. Through military might or no other entity.
Amen.
Not through even, praise God, the educational institutions, although worthy they are for our abode in physicality, they have not been assigned as they educate us to go through physicality in the life that we are manifested in. They are not assigned to give us peace. Our peace is from God our Father and from him only. It's not out of us. It's not by us. It's not to be gained by us. It is from God our Father. All right, Ella, from the interlinear Greek text.
If verse 3, interlinear Greek text.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed the God and Father.
I praise the God and Father.
Of the Lord of us.
Of the Lord of us.
Now, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. And it names him. It names him. The Lord of us. He's Lord. He's head of the body. Us. We are his body. He's our Lord, owner, and boss.
Mm-hmm.
We don't tell him what to do. We receive, amen, from him what our direction is. We don't predetermine what we are going to do or how we are going to proceed. That's all been taken care of by the Lord of us. Of us. So our daily prayer, Lord, direct me according to your will. Hallelujah. And then we are aligning with the actual, what's real, what's really true, what it truly is. Lord, direct me this day.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And the Lord, he directs our steps.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If he say go left, irregardless, if our mind or this sin nature wants to go right, the Lord has preassigned for us to go left.
Right.
Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ. And what else, Elder?
He having blessed us with every blessing spiritual.
In each and every blessing spiritual.
In the heavenlies in Christ.
In the heavenlies, and it tells where the heavenlies are. Where everything else is. In Christ. In the sphere and authority of Christ. But none of it is more close than we. We are his body. Hallelujah, we are inseparable from the Lord. He's our life. He is our existence. We have no existence but Christ.
Lord.
None.
That's it.
We have no proceeding, no direction, no sustaining, but Christ. He is our very existence. He is, hallelujah, every breath we take, our life, our actual life.
Yes, Lord.
These bodies were preassigned, preordained to dissipate and die. That's what they were designed for purpose. And when God's purpose in of us in them, they are not the actual us. When God's purpose while we are in these bodies is fulfilled in earthly consciousness, when it's fulfilled, then all that's left is what always was. Our actual, true, real, unchanging, unending abode as members of the body of Christ. Verse 4, Elder, and something that most of God's people do not quite understand. But here it is. Verse 4.
Verse 4. As he chose us in him.
As our Lord and head of the body chose us in him or himself.
Before.
Hold it, Elder. Before. I pray that God's people understand before. Before. Is not there just to fill space. He chose us in him before. Before what, Elder?
Chose us in him before foundation of world.
Before foundation or creation of world or anything in it or else. We were chosen. Picked out. Selected, foundationed, stabilized, founded, grounded, placed in him. What else, Elder?
Holy and unblemished.
Separated unto him, holy, separated, not how we act and dress, holy.
And unblemished.
Separated and unblemished.
Before him.
Now you know that's not talking about in the flesh. We got more blemishes than the actor or actress that does the commercials for blemish removal cream. We are blemished according to the flesh. But this speaks of our actualized essence and existence unblemished.
Yes, that's right.
He bore all the blemishes. He bore them.
Yes.
He removed them from us. All of our blemishes. Unblemished. What else, Elder?
Unblemished.
Before him.
In love.
In love having predestinated us. You notice we keep saying having. In completion.
Yes.
These things are already done as everything is already done. All time in creation was created for. Was for testimony of what already is in God's saying, according to Hebrews 11 and 3. By faith we understand that the ages were created by a saying. A saying. It's singular. I looked it up. A saying of God. So that the things being seen does not come out of the seeing or that which we see. It came, everything that is came out of one saying. One saying.
Yes.
We are limited in everything, in every aspect and respect according to this flesh. We are limited. Only hold our breath so long, only run so fast, hold out so long, only remain in these bodies for so long. But God is limited in nothing. He absolutely is.
Yes.
And again, he is our Father.
Yes.
He's not flesh, he's spirit. So what do you think that say about us? Our actual Father, eternal Father,
yes. Amen.
Is not flesh. He's not limited.
That's right.
He's not wondering, guessing what to do and what next. According to our earthly fathers, all of it. Like them, we look. Like them, we act. According to this. Like them, we have habits. Like them. I know I did of my father. And like them, we expire and give up this body. But God our Father, none of that. He's unlimited. He's eternal. He is not flesh, he is spirit. And we are continually in 13 of Paul's 14 epistles, in the first chapter at least, we have grace and peace from God our Father. So he must be our Father. God cannot lie. He must be our eternal spiritual Father. We were assigned earthly fathers temporarily in manifestation in physicality. But our actual abode is spirituality in the body of Christ, spirit, not flesh, and God, the eternal God, the eternal spirit, the almighty, everlasting. Keep reminding us, informing us that he is our Father. Hallelujah. We might not be able to see it now in this, except the Lord relay and convey it to us through the Spirit. But after this, face to face, where we've always been, always been. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Thank God.
Read on, Ella.
Amen. Having predestinated us adoption of sons.
Everything is in completion. God is not doing stuff daily, accomplishing things daily. Everything is already accomplished in a saying. One saying, absolutely all. We, in time, being manifested in the flesh, Christ, in time, taking on a body and dying on the cross. One saying, the Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. One saying, all, absolutely everything in existence, the visible and the invisible. One saying, God is limited in nothing. Hallelujah. He's almighty. We act like he's sort of mighty. He's almighty. Read, Elder. Having predestinated
us to adoption of sons, through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
To him according to the good pleasure of the will of him.
To him. Not haphazardly. Amen. But to him according to the good will of the pleasure of him. Everything is about him. All of this temporary existence we are going through, what we call and determine the good, what we determine the bad, or what we determine indifferent. Oh, well, everything is according to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every problematic situation we face, every circumstance that we encounter, every glitch of despair or joy is according to him. He is the creator. What? How would you have creation without design and without purpose? No architect in the world would tell you that, well, why did you make this building like that? Why did you purpose this part over there like that and that part of...
Amen.
It's out of design. It's out of purpose. There was a plan to it.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Ella, read on.
Verse 6. To praise of glory of the grace of him.
And all of this. All of it. All of it. All of it. I having been predestinated, having been chosen, all of it, everything, not only that regarding us as members of the body of Christ, but everything, everything in creation is unto the glory and the praise of God. Evil, Satan, sin, he's the creator. These things didn't just come about. He created them to the enshrinement of his glory. They are used for God's purpose, for his ultimate praise and glory. All of it. Otherwise, it has no existence. If God did not create it, speak it into existence in one saying, it is not. It does not exist. Everything that is had to come through a saying. Otherwise, we got creation somewhere else. I know as a group trying to establish that. But God has given us the faith to believe that he is the creator. Don't worry about the world, what the world thinks, what the world says, or what the world does not believe. If God granted them faith in that one decree, they would believe and receive just like us. Hallelujah.
That's it. Amen. Yes.
They have not been given the faith to believe in the God that they can't see with their natural eye. Mm-hmm. We were given faith to experience and to see spiritually the Lord our God, the help that we have.
Yeah.
God even designed help for us to trust in and look to him. We'll go along long as it's sunny and 80. We might go along in the flesh in a song. But God has preassigned and designed problems, troubles, to cause us to know where our help is. Mm-hmm. It's him. They were designed. Every problem, every situation, vicissitude in our lives, in the course of our lives in these bodies, were preassigned to cause us to look to him, to trust him. Hallelujah. To call on him, to acknowledge him. Everything again is about him. Nothing is about us in this flesh, in this venue.
I hear you.
Yeah. Glory.
Our advancements, our failings, our faults, our shortcomings, mm-hmm. our joy, everything is about him. He's teaching us every day, moment by moment.
Yes.
Enlightening us every day through the problematic situations, through the embarrassment and embarrassing situations, through the troubles. God is teaching us and showing us that it's not here, ours is not here. It's Christ, our joy, our life, our existence, our hope. Finish that verse 7, Ella.
Verse 7. Of him of which he favored mm-hmm.
us
in the having been loved.
In which he favored us. You notice you use the personal pronoun us.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone. There is an us and a them. He has favored us before time. All in that one saying or that one decree. He has favored us to the praise of the glory of the grace of him wherein he hath favored us or made us, I know I'm getting a little ahead or behind, accepted in the beloved. Now let me say something about those two words in verse 6 before I go forward.
Lord.
The first word, grace, is charitos. It means favor to the praise of the glory of the grace, his grace, or the grace of him wherein he hath, not gonna, hath already. Everything regarding us and regarding everything is in completion. Everything just has not been manifested or shown or caused to see or caused to experience. Mm-hmm. But everything, according to God, is in completion.
That's it. Yes.
To the glory of His grace, His favor, mm-hmm. His acceptance of us, mm-hmm. a benefit to us, a kindness to us, granted. And grant means given. Then it comes and said, wherein He, having, in the King James it said, made us accepted in the Beloved. That and the word before it, grace, were from the same root word. This word, wherein King James has made us accepted, is an aorist tense, an indicative mood, it's a fact or a completed fact. But it means to make us accepted or acceptable. It does not mean to show favor. You know, in places where they have monarchies, they can show favor to a subject that they want to either let go from a problematic situation or be a blessing unto them, show favor unto them for what they have done. Mm-hmm. But this word does not mean to show favor. This word means to give it. Give it. Amen. We have it. It's ours. God's grace is ours.
Yes.
And God giving a gift, it shall not be extracted. Mm-hmm. His grace is ours. Mm-hmm. He has given it.
Yes.
Again, the first one speaks of favor, acceptance, a benefit. Yes, God's gracing us is all of that. His kindness granted or given unto us. But this one means to make us accepted or acceptable, and not just show favor, but to give favor unto us. And everything is in completion. God has already given favor unto us. Yes. Praise Jesus. Amen. All right. Now there are scriptures that seem to show that we are not elected, that our salvation is not complete, our election or choice is not complete, but has further ramifications or work or something for us to do. Nothing could be further from the truth. In 2 Peter, he speaks of, brethren, making your election sure. There's nothing we can do to make our election or acceptance with God sure or otherwise. That is an aorist subjunctive. Make, might make, having made. Everything is already complete. Now that's in the Kingdom Apostle Peter's letter, 2 Peter 1:10-11. Might make, having made. Our election is sure. Again, Ephesians 1:4. According as He hath chosen us in Him. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to make sure of us. Mm-hmm. It's already been solidified. The choice has already been made in eternity. Yes. As the Lord spoke and had the Apostle Paul to write in Romans regarding Jacob and Esau.
I hear you.
Before either of the boys, twins, before either were born or having done either good or evil, the Lord made choice. He said, Jacob, have I loved. Aorist tense, completed before he ever created anything. We were chosen, picked out, selected. Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. The one exhibiting the more favorable character was Esau. The one exhibiting the sin nature in trickery was the one he loved. But the choice had already been made. And God is able in everything. He is not unable or unable in, he's unable in nothing to straighten us out while we're in this, or to allow it to run its course while we're in it for his glory. But irregardless of what manifests out of this, according to God, it is according to his glory and to his praise. Sin was created for God's glory. Or else, call us at the Grace Gospel Church in Ferndale. Amen. Look it up on the internet and tell us where sin came from. It came from the creator of everything in existence. The devil is not a creator. Sin is not a creator. God is the only creator and sustainer of that which he has created. Mm-hmm. Praise him.
Amen.
But in Acts, also rather, in Ephesians, it speaks for us having been chosen in him before creation. So irregardless of what scripture may appear or seem to imply that we have to do something to gain acceptance with God, this more matured letter to the Ephesians tell us we were chosen in him. We were predestinated, destined previously in him before creation. Our actual abode is in Christ. Our true abode is in Christ. We are only temporarily manifested in bodies for God's testimony or evidence what he has purposed. Not for us or our glory, but for him.
Yes, amen.
And yes, we are glorified in Christ, but our proceeding in flesh, being in flesh, falling short in flesh, is for God's glory.
Yes.
It's what he has predetermined. We didn't put ourselves in flesh.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll go into the world and be a man or be a woman. No. We were preassigned to physicality. And it manifested, shown to creatures and creation after the creation of time. All right? Ella, let's go to 1 Timothy. To the praise of God's glory, his glorious grace.
Oh my God.
But first of all, let me read this real quick from an excerpt in the document. For one to understand the impact of a grace praise, we now focus on the meaning of the Greek phrase translated his glorious grace. Note the King James as well as other versions translate with equal justification the general phrase unto the praise of the glory of his grace.
Mm-hmm.
Here the basis of this rendition is the thought that our having been eternally, having been, God is not doing anything in time other than testimony or manifestation of what he has already decreed, determined, spoken into existence in eternity. Time and creation was created for testimony only. And when God is finished with the testimony or the evidence in time of what he has done, and time being the venue to showcase what God has purposed, time will be no more when God's purpose of it has been consummated in manifestation. Hallelujah. So we are having been foreordained. It is unto the end of the praise of the glory that belongs to his grace, as indicative of the genitive case of possession. His grace. Our focus is on the Greek word thuxes, as we believe it to be most effectively rendered glorious in this verse. Here it depicts, shows, portrays God's honorable, splendid, exalted grace, without which none would be saved. Remember, we were assigned a sin nature in the flesh, and the wages of sin, hallelujah. In verse 2, the word charis, grace, depicts that which is given free, without obligation, and on a non-meritorious basis. In this verse 6, his gracious act of dying, Christ's gracious act of dying, or rather we believe that it refers to God's gracious act of foreordaining his elect solely based upon Jesus' gracious act of dying on the cross for us. He didn't die for the sins of all, otherwise all would be saved. And we see that that's not the case when we surveyed the book of Revelation as well as others. Referencing Acts 13:48, when we consider, and Romans 3:4, when we consider that apart from the manifestation that which God exhibits of God's grace of predestination in eternity, manifesting his grace in the created entity and venue of time to display it. And that, and Calvary in time as well, none would be saved. Referencing 1 Timothy 1:14 through 16. Thus our highest praise, adoration, and gratitude should be reserved for the glorious, splendid, and exalted grace of God. And I was speaking earlier about how God has ordained and decreed circumstances and situations and lives for the display of his grace. Yeah. Everything was created to display ultimately, when all the dust is settled, when all is said and done, ultimately to display God's glorious, splendid, exalted grace. Everything. Every act, every breath, every infirmity, every sin, every evil was enshrined to display the glory of God's grace. Without it, we, the elect of God, the chosen of God, could not stand before him. It was in his ordained decree. In one decree, we're both members of the body of Christ and sinners in bodies of clay. Ours being sinners, awaited manifestation of the creation of the world and time, and our time to come into the world as a babe and whatever. But even as a little toddler, we were predetermined a sinner according to the flesh. All sin and come short. We don't have to do the sin to be a sinner. We are sinners by decree. All right. I mentioned from the paragraph I read from the document, 1 Timothy 1, and we're going to expand it a little bit, beginning at verse 12. Elder, I have this exegeted through the Bible works. Paul writes, "Thanks I have to the having overpowered me." And that is not It was manifested in time. Saul was on the Damascus Road to bag another load of Christians to take them to be persecuted and possibly. And the Lord overpowered him and stopped him cold. But this is speaking primarily and predominantly of the decree, the one decree. And it's in the aorist tense. To the having overpowered me. Thanks to the having overpowered me. Christ Jesus, our Lord. The Lord of us. Let's never forget that Jesus Christ is our Lord. We don't do what we want to do, when we want to do, how we want to do it. We have to get instruction and enablement and leave from the head.
Yes.
From him who is in charge.
Lord.
He is Lord. We don't go where we want to go, when we want to do, how we want to do it. We don't even think the way we would, our flesh would lead us to think. He's Lord, owner, boss, and he's almighty. The Lord Jesus, that faithful me he regarded. Again, that's an indicative aorist, a completed fact.
Yes.
Faithful him. Now this word, more, regarded or counted, it means to bring or to lead on or forward. To be the chief or principal participant. Remember, in our actualized essence, we are members of the body of Christ. But in manifestation, the Lord has assigned fleshly roles unto us, each of us differing. Faithful me, he regarded, having put, aorist tense, completed action, not in time, but in the one decree in eternity. Having put or placed me into the ministry or service. The former, according to the flesh. The former, and out of God's eternal decree. God could have preordained in his decree for Paul to act just like anyone else that were chosen. But that was not what God had chosen him to. And we will follow the course ourselves that the Lord has pre-assigned unto us. He is Lord. He directeth wheresoever he will. So no need in us looking at our brother or our sister. Oh, Lord, I wish I had the knowledge he had. No need, no reason for that. If God has not pre-assigned it, pre-assigned it, it's not going to happen.
Amen.
He has us pre-assigned to each of us individually according to his will and his purpose. The former being. Now listen at this. So don't go over into another covenant over in the Gospels talking about if you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, you won't be able to be saved in this world or the next. That is speaking from the earthly perspective. But our gospel is the more mature gospel. We cannot speak evil of or blaspheme the Holy Ghost unless it was pre-assigned. Pre-assigned. Remember, Jesus said all sins, all manner of sin will be forgiven. Sin is manifested in the flesh. Not in our actualized essence as members of the body of Christ, which we actually eternally are members of the body of Christ. There is no detriment there. No blaspheming and nothing else there. Praise God. But this being Paul being a blasphemer, it was pre-assigned for manifestation in the body, in time. Formerly being blasphemer, a slanderer, he was insulting of Jesus and those that believe in Christ. Remember, Peter denied the Lord, But upon Christ's resurrection, he told Mary, go tell my disciples and Peter. And Peter. Peter was truly one of his dear ones. He was chosen. Amen. Judas was chosen, but not as one of the Lord's dear ones. He had a purpose. Satan was chosen, but not as the Lord's dear one. He was created unto the purpose that he had to fulfill. He couldn't be anything else but. And while I'm saying that, we were predeterminately created unto the purpose we fulfill in manifestation and certainly in actualization, being members of the body of Christ. And there is nothing else we can do but be who we are. In this dispensation, we are members of the body of Christ. We can't be anything else if everybody in the world helped us try to change who we are. This is manifestation. This is not actualization. We are members of Christ's body actually. We are manifested in the flesh for testimony only of what God has purposed regarding us individually for his glory. And we do come short, but it's for his glory.
Yes.
The world can't be no more than who they are. They have to remain that because of preassignment. And God is sovereign in his choice. And we can't be no more than who we are because of preassignment.
I hear you.
We cannot be anything or anyone else. No way. He's the creator. He's almighty. Paul was a blasphemer. And also a persecutor.
Yes.
Persecutor means pursue or follow after. And he followed his job to the nth degree. Mm-hmm. Following God's people. Hounding them. Persecuting them. Not knowing that he was one of them in actuality or actualization also. He didn't know it. Amen. But it was preassigned to him. And insolent. He was insulting unto God's people. But, superordinating conjunction, mercy I received. The mercy was already in place because of who he was. He didn't get the mercy because the Lord in time said, I think I'm going to have mercy on this guy. No, he was a vessel of mercy. He just didn't know it. We belonged to the Lord eternally, but when we were doing what we do or did, we didn't know it until the Lord revealed himself unto us in the point in time of his choosing.
Yes, Lord.
We were chosen in him before creation, before the creation of booze, drugs, and everything, and bodies. Before, we were already chosen. Mercy I receive for that being ignorant. Ignorance was assigned to him. Mercy he received. His being ignorance, that was also assigned to him. I acted. Indicative errors. It was preassigned how he was to play out his role, his sinful role. Sin is sin. Sin will never be righteousness, even in God's people. There's no such thing as a good sinner. Sin is evil. Evil. It's against God. God created it to be in opposition of his being good. And holy. Hallelujah. Mercy I received. Mercy was already because of who he was. And because of who we are. Mercy is always ours and always was. Even if we are taken out, and we will ultimately be out of these bodies, or taken out by terrorism, by evil crime, or whatever. We have mercy. We have eternal life. This is gone anyway.
Yes.
It's already gone.
Yes.
But we have.
Thank you.
eternal life in our actualized essence of who we are, members of the body of Christ. He said, being ignorant, I acted. It was preassigned, indicative errors, in unbelief. Superabounded, the grace of the Lord of us, with faith and love of the in Christ Jesus. I told you that's where our abode is, in Christ Jesus. I actualize, remember that word, actual, the true, the real, can't be changed. The actual, as well as from the manifested. The manifested is what we see, what's shown in creation and to creatures. The actual is what actually is without change. Manifestation changes in processes and transactions. Actual is, and it is what God has said in one saying. Praise Him. Faithful the saying of all acceptance worthy, that Christ Jesus came, indicative errors, eternally, already decreed. Calvary was manifestation. As dire as it was manifestation, actualization. God saying is what makes everything exist that is. If God has not spoken it into existence, it doesn't exist. It can't. Where is it going to come from? The other creator? The other universe. No. God has given us the faith to believe that He is the creator. Not the world, but He's given us the faith to believe it. Came into the world, Jesus Christ came into the world, sent us to save, to having saved. We were already saved eternally. Of whom first leading am I? First, foremost. Paul said of sinners, I'm chief. I know somebody ain't far behind him. We'll get to that another time. But, and I'm always speaking of me. But because of this, I receive, not aorist tense, receive, indicative aorist at that, and passive voice. I had nothing to do with it. It was completed in that one saying of God, and it's factual in that. I receive mercy in order that in me first, the biggest sinner around, persecuting the church of God, blaspheming the name of Jesus, that in me first, this is representation that for all others in the way that the Lord has coursed our life. My daddy was a moonshiner, and so was I, in liking it and following that course. But Paul said that first in me might show, having shown Christ Jesus, the all patience toward or as a pattern of the coming to believe. And God has provided the moment in time that we come to believe. But if we do not believe, if we are a child, a babe, aborted, mentally incompetent, whatever, makes no difference. Before the creation of the world, I mean, it's not a determinant. It's not a determinant of who we actually are. Before the foundation of the world, we were chosen in Him. Before this, we were chosen in Him. Before time itself, we were chosen in Him. So unto Paul, as a pattern of those coming to believe in manifestation in Him to life eternal. Children of God, take heart. Take heart because of who you are. And take heart because of where you are. You are eternally in Christ Jesus, a member of His body, and nothing, not sin, not shame, not even you or me, can change who we are and where we actually abide. God bless you.